97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Jon Bon Jovi being hailed a hero after saving a woman from jumping off a Nashville bridge. The legendary rocker was recording a music video on that bridge downtown in Nashville Wednesday when he noticed this woman standing over the ledge. Surveillance video shows Bon Jovi and another woman help pull her back over the railing, and then he's actually seen hugging the woman.
Wow. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Did he sing that?
He probably serenaded her after.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, good for him. He was filming a music video on that bridge. I didn't even know they made music videos anymore, but I guess Taylor Swift won some award at the Music Video Awards last night, so they must...
Yeah, you gotta put it on YouTube.
They must still make videos. So Jon Bon Jovi was filming this on this bridge, and they looked back and see some woman about to jump?
Yeah, and what surprised me, because you'd think if he was shooting this music video that they would have had the entire bridge
closed
down. Yeah.
It was a pedestrian bridge, not a road, right?
I can't remember because I used to live in Nashville. I can't remember. I think it was a pedestrian bridge, but still, I would think it would be closed off to the public while they were shooting this.
Mm.
Anyway, Sue, this one will be interesting for you. A homeowner who sold his $79 million Miami Beach mansion for less than asking price is now suing his realtor for not disclosing that Jeff Bezos was the buyer. The 7-bedroom, 14-bathroom home is known as the Billionaire Bunker, whose famous residents include Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump, and Tom Brady. So here's what happened. List price was $85 million. The agent told the seller that the buyer would not go over $79 million. According to the lawsuit, the CEO of the real estate company told the seller, you know, the buyer is not Bezos, when it turned out to be, that's exactly who
it
was.
Wait, so it actually said, oh, it's not Bezos, and lied outright?
That's what the lawsuit says.
Oh, boy.
But I thought I read a little different version of that that said that Bezos used a third party to buy the house. So I guess you could go into court and argue that technically it's not Bezos buying the house, it's this other person. I'm sure that's where they'll parse that out.
Well,
right?
But I read too that if you're really, really wealthy like he is, that you would not want to disclose your name, because then if the seller finds out that's you, they're going to maybe hike up the price a little.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What can I squeeze out of them?
That's smart.
After 155 years, Campbell's Soup Company is changing its name. The company plans to drop the word soup from its name, rebranding as the Campbell's Company. This comes as, I guess, more consumers, they say, are buying snacks and ditching the soups, the ready-to-serve soups.
So people will buy more just because they changed the name?
I think they want it to be all-encompassing. Like, remember Dunkin' Donuts dropped the donuts and just changed it to Dunkin' because they want everyone to think, we're coffee and breakfast sandwiches and all of these things.
What else does Campbell make besides soup?
They have Prepperidge Farm. And,
oh, yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
They have a bunch of stuff.
All right.
Speaking of food, heads up for any cantaloupe fans. Eagle Produce is recalling more than 200 cases of cantaloupes over possible salmonella contamination. They were sold under the name Candy, that's K-A-N-D-Y, on a red and white sticker with the UPC code, not that you're going to remember this, 4050. Fruit was sold, by the way, in Missouri, Michigan, Ohio, Texas, and Virginia.
We need store names. We don't have any.
Mm. Yeah, I
don't
agree.
Know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think they should tell you what store they sold it at. I haven't bought a cantaloupe in a few years, but still, you'd want to know that.
I love cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too. That sounds good.
I know, especially right now.
Minus the salmonella,
Minus the salmonella,
it sounds great.
You have to salt cantaloupe.
That sounds gross. I've been watching this video of the SpaceX Polaris Dawn astronauts attempting to make history this morning by becoming the first ever private citizens to walk in space. Jarek Isaacman and Sarah Gillis, the only two of the four-man crew who are actually exiting the spacecraft. But they did it. They were tethered to the capsule, but they did their little spacewalk. I believe it was 5:12 our time.
That's really cool.
Did you know there's no airlock on this thing? So they had to decompress the entire spacecraft.
Ooh.
The other people had to sit inside in their little spacesuits while these two went out for a walk.
And then they had to come back. In their little spacesuits?
Yeah.